I am so excited to introduce to you a filmmaker, a well-known award-winning filmmaker, by the way, photographer, author, and artist. Tonight, her name is Carrie Pickett. And I don't know if you've heard about the Shell River 7 Stop Line 3. Yes, it is a documentary, a short film featuring Brown's I Am a Patriot, and seven women arrested during the pipeline protests will screen during Minneapolis-St. Paul International Film Festival that is starting on May 8th. You do not want to miss this, and I am so excited to introduce you to Carrie Pickett. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Carrie.
Oh, I'm just so honored to have to be here with you, and I'm just so grateful for you and all that you do, and I hope I get a chance to say more about that.
Yes, please, and I would love to meet you, by the way. Would just love to meet you. Here's the thing.
I feel the same.
Yeah, the work that you do matters. And I say to myself, we know that she's an award-winning filmmaker. Okay. But are we expanding all that you are? Do you feel as though Minnesota, as well as the rest of the world, really truly understands your work?
Oh my goodness. That is just, you know, it's the wonderful thing about being a documentary photographer and a documentary filmmaker is that it's not about me. It's about the fact that I have this passion to tell stories about people who are making a difference, who are trying to right a wrong. I get to tell stories about family and community, and I get to have a much greater audience for the things that I am able to see through my work and through my art. And so the cool thing about it for me is that it's really not about me. It's about all the amazing people that I get to cover, like the Shell River Seven, these, you know, indigenous women who are leading the movement to protect the water. Mm-hmm. And I get to cover it in artistic ways, pairing with amazing artistic people like Jackson Brown, I Am a Patriot. Right. That song was Winona LaDuke's, one of her favorite songs. And she always felt that water protectors are the, some are showing very high patriotism. And so she wanted to, me to consider doing a music video with that song, and Jackson Brown and the writer of the song, Stephen Van Zandt, said yes. And so I edited together the day that Winona LaDuke and along with five other women and one journalist were arrested for chaining themselves together and walking in on the easement, the Enbridge Line 3 easement, to protect the Shell River. She had been camping there for a very long time, and I just feel so honored to be able to share the stories of people who are making a difference, people like the Shell River Seven.
Wow. Wow.
And
just incredible.
And so, you know, we're following Winona. I'm blessed to have met Winona when I was just 25 years old back in 1983 or 4, I guess it was. We're still trying to figure out when it was. And I've been watching her work with Honor the Earth over the almost 30 years of the organization. And I've let her use my photo of Sonia Holy Eagle for the one of the icon images for the organization, and I've always been the supporter of the work, and just seeing the steadfast nature of the protection of our resources, the wild rice, the trees, the water, the things that make us really value living here in this beautiful state of Minnesota. I just feel really honored to be able to lift up the work that they're doing and the patriotism that these water protectors are showing. That note, there's this big Drop the Charges campaign because, mm-hmm. as you know, all those women were arrested. And so it's a, you know, gosh, we could just talk all day.
Yeah, well, I tell you, you know, my dear friend Marianne Moore has told me so much about these stories, and to know that it's a documentary that everybody can see if they are able to do it, it's remarkable. I just want to know, where do you go to fill up when you've poured yourself out during something like this, where your heart may be breaking at the same time you are saying, at least I'm getting the word out, at least I'm sending this out into the universe so that people understand how important this is?
I really think that film is a wonderful universal language, and we can reach so many people. And where I go to fill up is also where I like to work sometimes, and that is wherever my family is. I like to go, and because I can edit, you know, I would say I try and gravitate towards family whenever possible. And a lot of my work, my first book, Love in the 90s, covered my grandparents' love story. And my first film, The Fabulous Ice Age, documented one man's quest to save the 100-year history of the Great American Touring Ice Shows. And that's my uncle, Roy Blakey, who I share a photo studio with. And so I find that that making films is a way of, we're historians. I think documentary filmmakers are historians. And when we set out to make a film, I made the film First Daughter and the Black Snake, following Winona's efforts to stop the Sandpiper's pipeline. And that was marked the beginning of Line 3. And then this last year, I've been photographing and filming the indigenous women leading the movement to protect the water as Line 3 was being put in. And I think that many people don't realize how the aquifer breaches that have happened as a result of that. And so I think it's the one thing that's amazing about being a documentary filmmaker is that I really get to learn. I can tell you all about the 100-year history of dancing on ice, and I can tell you a lot about tar sands extractive industries as well. And so it's education for me, and I feel blessed to be able to tell every single story. It's important we lift up the stories of people whose voice doesn't always get to be heard, and I'm so happy to have, you know, to be able to have so many incredible team members like Sarah Little Red Feather and River Ackerman and Sun, and 3 to 5 helped film all this. And so it really takes a village.
It does take a village, and as long as we remember that, we will succeed. I really, truly believe that. And documentaries, whether they are 5 minutes, 50 minutes, or 2 hours long, the bottom line is that people come to see and to learn. And they get as much, it's like taking in, it's like breathing, right? The more you know, it's like breathing. And as you work so hard to get the message out, specifically about the water protectors, those are life-changing words. Those are life-changing documentaries, no matter how short or how long they are. Has there ever been a documentary that you were able to do for a certain length of time and you said, okay, I did that. I answered the questions. I took it from my soul and put it into the universe. Or has there been one where you said, oh, no, I didn't get all that I wanted to get out?
I think in The Fabulous Ice Age, show my uncle Roy Blakey's life as he is a passionate collector and former ice skater with Holiday on Ice. But now I'd like to do a film about his photography and his place in the history of gay photography. He did a beautiful book of photographs called He in 1972. And I think that time period in the 70s is very interesting. And so I think one project often leads me to another. I never would have thought when I did First Daughter and the Black Snake following Winona that I would be making another sequel feature film to that work. And so a lot of times the film is over, but the story doesn't end. And that's the case with the water protectors.
It really is a remarkable story, and I can't wait to see it, by the way. I cannot wait to see the 7 women that were arrested during the pipeline protest and so much
more. Oh, thanks. And yeah, you can Google Google mm-hmm. it too, and see it too. And the reason to see it in the film festival also is it's showing May 8th at the Minneapolis St. Paul International Film Festival. But there are other films, including Ajwa Kapashisit's Carrying the Fire, which also documents land and water defenders up in Minnesota. And so it's nice to see films on the big screen, but people can see a lot of, they can just Google the Shell River 7, too.
And
to videos.
Okay. I think I pulled it up one day and I didn't get a chance to watch everything, but my goodness,
yeah.
It is remarkable what you do. And to know that you're out there doing this, it's going to help all of us. So thank you so much, Carrie, for what you do. Tell me right now, are you going to go see all of them? You've seen them, you've made them. Do you want to sit with the audience and find out or get a take on how they're accepting or not accepting what you've put out?
I'm definitely going to go. I missed last year. We had a film in the film festival, No More Pipeline Blues. And next year, I hope to have the film Down in the River to Pray in the film festival. And I will definitely be entering it in the film festival. It was just, we just released it on Earth Day, and that's what I started out the program saying, thank you. I wanted to say thank you for adding your beautiful voice to that new music video. It's our third Honor the Earth produced music video, and you generously gave your talents for our most recent music video, and I just am so honored. It's really was so great that you did that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carrie. And I have to tell you, it was so moving. I got home, and I think Marion had sent a rough copy of the song or something that
mm-hmm.
we did, Women Who Cook. And I just started weeping. I just started weeping. And that is what I am praying and hoping that people will take from your incredible work. These stories, if they hear them, if they see them, if they know what it takes for the Asan, Asan, how do you say their tribe? Anishinaabe. Thank you.
Anishinaabe.
If we could only understand what they are going through. And by the way, their protection of that water and that land is going to help us all. It's not like it's just for them. It's for all of us. So for you to put this together and present it to the world, I just want to tell you thank you, because it is important. It matters. So I hope to see you at one of these screenings, because I'm going to be there.
Okay, wonderful. Well, and definitely in the future and or next year or when we get down in the river to pray in the film festival.
It is worth the wait. Thank you so much for joining us, Carrie Pickett.
Thank
really
you.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You. I really appreciate
yourself.
You.
All
okay.
Right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.